Murder Clinic. Stories of the world's great detective. Men against murder. The company of the great detectives is small, but their exploits are unique. Each week, WOR Mutual invites you to meet one member of this select band, one great detective in his most exciting case. The curtains part in our amphitheater of mystery. It's dark, except for one brilliant spotlight. And out of the shadows steps Professor Henry Poggioli, Ph.D. The professor is a smallish, dark-eyed gentleman with spectacles and slightly pedantic in manner. Good evening, Professor.
Good evening, Mr. Knight.
You're a psychologist, aren't you, Professor?
Yes, of course. But my experience in crime is purely incidental, and yet, wherever I go, I find myself involved in some strange mystery.
Well, that's very interesting and intriguing. And what particular case is on your mind tonight, Professor?
I think I'll tell you the story of my most famous case, the one that gained me my greatest reputation. It was written by T.S. Stribling and called The Governor of Cap Asia. I had taken a year's sabbatical from Ohio University, where I teach, and I was traveling through the Caribbean. Our cruise ship sailed into the harbor of Haiti on a glorious morning. I was on deck, of course. In the chair next to me was an American who had joined the cruise at last port, representative of that go-getter type so common to our country. That morning, for the first time, we talked.
Well, Professor, we'll be docking, son. You know, I'll bet dollars to donuts the Marines will be recalled here in Haiti within 6 months.
The Marines recalled?
Yeah.
I didn't know they'd ever been sent away, Mr.
Waterman's the name. Henry Clay Waterman. Insurance is my racket. That's why I'm down here. Going to close our offices in Cap Hessian and Port-au-Prince. Cancel all outstanding policies. We're through. Finished. Finny!
That sounds rather drastic, Mr. Waterman.
Yeah, that's the right word for it, Professor. Drastic. We insurance boys are pretty wise birds, brother. And that's what we think about the future of the Black Republic.
Indeed?
Yeah. Things have been getting steadily worse ever since the Marines packed up. This new Governor Boisrin took over. He's a native. Pure-blooded Caco. No property safe here anymore. My company's been paying out and paying out.
Did you say Boisrin? That's very interesting, Mr. Waterman. I have a cablegram which I received several days ago. Perhaps you could throw some light on it. See, here it is.
Professor Henry Poggioli, you are a corresponding member of the American Society for Psychological Research. Report at once to Aristide Boisrin of Cap Hessian. Fees no object. Signed, Dr. Vauquer, Minister, Department of Health. I wonder what those two crooks want with you.
Crooks?
Surest thing you know. I've had dealings with both of them. Boisrin's a big bear of a man, self-made. Gotta admire him somehow. Vauquer's a half-breed, part French. Been an actor, I believe. Studied medicine abroad. Now he's Minister of Health. Boisrin's right-hand man.
But you said they were crooks.
Well, I put it up to you. It was one man to another. We kept getting claims for plantations destroyed. When we complained to Boisrin, he shrugs and says, "What can he do?" Says a cactus leader up in the hills does it. If you ask me, there ain't no such bird. Or if there is, his name's Boisrin.
I see, or rather I will see.
If I was you, Professor, I wouldn't step off this ship. That place ain't safe.
You mean there's danger?
Yeah.
But you're landing on...
Oh, well, that's different, Professor. I'm out for business. You're just out for science.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Waterman. I'm just out for science. It's strange what a man will do just for science.
Thank you.
It is Professor Poggioli I'm addressing, n'est-ce pas?
Yes, I am Professor Poggioli.
Ah, evidently you received my cable, monsieur. Allow me to present myself. I'm Dr. Vauquier, Minister of Health.
How do you do, sir?
Oh, so sorry you were annoyed by these ragamuffins, Professor. The hand of our government is too lax, I'm afraid. A recent change in policing, you understand. Ah, but I must not keep you out here in this heat. Have you presented your bags at customs yet?
No, not yet. I'll run right over and
do
it now.
No, please, Professor, do not walk. Come, I will drive you, monsieur.
You have beautiful country, Dr. Vauquier. That magnificent marketplace, the color, the native artwork.
And yet, monsieur, already our native racial development is in danger of being completely wiped out and replaced by routine American civilization. Like those empty tin oil cans our women now carry on their heads instead of the hand-woven baskets of their ancestors.
What we call progress, Dr. Vauquier. But it's all in the laps of the gods. Individuals can do nothing in the major trend of racial developments.
That is where I disagree, Professor. In fact, it is precisely why you are here in Haiti today.
I? Surely you're joking.
No, not at all, monsieur. My country stands today at a crossroads. American authority has been withdrawn. We have our native government. Can we keep it so?
But what have I to do with that, doctor?
You will see, monsieur. Our hills are full of insurrectionary bands called Cacos. These rebel leaders keep a hold over our people through superstition. Our people call them Papalois. They follow them, obey them, and so rebel against the organized government.
I would like to help, Dr. Vauquier, but I can't imagine a man having, one man especially having an effect on an old folk belief such as voodooism.
The problem is not so wide, monsieur. It is individual. There is right now one Caco's leader who calls himself Jean Lafonde. If you could explain the seemingly magical effects he produces, unmask him as a faker, that would break his hold on our people and make them good citizens of Governor Boisron.
You must be very devoted to Boisron, Doctor.
Devoted? That is not quite the right word, monsieur. He is remarkable. A native. In fact, he was once himself a Caco's leader. And so powerful a one that the authorities of Port-au-Prince had to recognize his authority and make him governor.
I see. An interesting road to political preferment. And now he needs help to hold his position. But what about his friends here? You, for example.
Friends? Men like Aristide Boisron do not have friends, monsieur. They are followers, admirers, sycophants.
But surely there is at least one who loves him.
You are a sentimentalist, monsieur. Like all Americans. But in this case, you're right. There is one who loves Boisron, who would die for him. His dog, Lobo.
And you, Dr. Vauquier, are a cynic like most Frenchmen. I'm right, am I not? You are French.
Part French, part Asian, monsieur. But I have been educated in Paris and lived there most of my life.
Indeed, Doctor. This experience of yours with a man like Boisron's stamp must be fascinating.
That is the word, monsieur. Fascinating. Ah, but here, you shall see for yourself. Here is the gate to the governor's mansion.
Voltaire, it is you at last. And this I take it is Professor Poggioli. Come in, Professor, come in.
The professor is charmed with Haiti, Monsieur le Governor. We've had a most interesting discussion on racial development.
Stop wasting time, Vauquier. Monsieur Poggioli, no doubt, is in a hurry. Down, down, Lobo, down, mon beau chien. Qu'est-ce qu'il y avait, vous, mon ami? Bien, good dog. Now, you have told him, Vauquier. He has told you what I want of you, Professor.
About this Caco's leader? Yes, Governor Boisson. And one thing is very strange. Why do you need me? Why don't you go up into the hills and eliminate this Jean Lafont?
Because I cannot get at him, Monsieur Poggioli. Move against him where I will. He reads my mind and is not there. It is like chasing jack-o'-lantern. He knows where I will strike before I touch my sword.
You don't mean he actually reads your thoughts?
But of course, He is voodoo, monsieur. If he could not read my mind, I would cut him at once with my ruralis, shoot him on sight. I know the mountains as well as Lefron. I can fight better than he can. But, monsieur, he is Papalois. No one can do anything against him.
You say no one, governor. You've sent others?
Pablo, monsieur, I have sent many spies to his camp. They pretend to be deserters from my ruralis, and so they get there.
And what happens?
Écoutez-vous. Mon Dieu. Wait. You shall see for yourself. These are the latest spies I sent to Lafranc. Saint-Jean, Philippe, viens!
Good heavens! Look at their heads! Their ears! They've cut off!
They always come back so, monsieur.
C'est toi! Quiet! Saint-Jean, Philippe, viens! We will question you. You will answer. Now, Monsieur Pozzoli, see what you can learn.
Your name is Saint-Jean.
Oui, monsieur.
You went to the Carcass camp as a spy?
Oui, monsieur. Quiet at night like a snake, monsieur. No one knew I...
And when did you arrive?
Sun up, Excellency.
You didn't go alone, Saint-Jean?
No, monsieur. These others, they went with me. They, too, were spies. The deserters, they did not come back.
You saw this leader, this Jean Lafon?
Oui, Excellency. He's Papalois, a great tall man with a knife stuck through his arm.
Oh, come, Saint-Jean. No man can live with a knife stuck through his arm.
Oh, but he is Papalois, Excellency. With my own eyes, I saw the knife. The point came out so much on the back.
All right, Saint-Jean, you saw the knife. Then what did he do?
We walked to him through many cacos. Then he took a drop of our blood and swallowed it. That gave him power over us.
Yes, yes. Then what happened?
Then he cut off my ears and sent me back.
Yes, but what about the other men, the true deserters? Did he cut off their ears?
But no, Excellency. When their blood reached his heart, he knew they were true cacos. And he knew I was a spy.
Listen, Saint-Jean. When did this Papalois know you were a spy?
When my drop of blood...
Oh, never mind your drop of blood. Forget that. When did he come up to you and say, Saint-Jean, you are a spy. I am going to cut off your ears.
Never, never. He did not speak. He did not cut them off. He just wished them off. He is Papalois.
Oh, never mind that, Saint-Jean. Just tell me what happened after the blood...
Me and the guard went to a jaguar, a little house. He left me by myself. I sat down, then my ears fell off, and I went home.
I see. Now tell me, Saint-Jean, what time was it when you left the Caco camp?
The sun was straight up, Excellency.
About noon?
Oui, monsieur.
Then look, Saint-Jean. You reached this camp at sunrise. You left it at noon. You must have stayed there for 6 hours. What did you do in that time?
No, I did not stay. I went away at once.
You see, Boisson, the man is lying or suffering from the illusions. He admits that he spent 6 hours in the camp.
I saw him do it. He is Papalois.
Enough! Allez, take them away. You, Vauquer, go with them. Spread the word that Monsieur Pozzoli, the great American voodoo inspector, we'll go to Jean Lefranc's camp to see if he is a real Papalois.
This is ridiculous, Boisrand. I'm no voodoo doctor going around making charms. I'm...
You are brave, monsieur, to be angry with me. You will be brave enough to go to this Caco's camp. He will be expecting you.
You mean you actually think that message will reach Lefranc?
Capacien, monsieur, is like a spider's web. Touch one thread, and it all quivers.
Yes, but look here. I can't possibly go to this Lafranc's camp without a guide.
He will have men posted to watch out for you.
Yes, but he can't allow me in his camp, a psychologist, coming with the avowed purpose of exposing his tricks.
If he does not, monsieur, every Negro on the island will say at once he is no true Papalois. He would not dare refuse you admittance.
Suppose he tried to cut off my ears to show his power.
Your ears. That. Do you hesitate to risk your ears for science? You will see what no white man has seen before.
There's no use in my going. The mystery is how he can pick out the spies from the true deserters. If I go to his camp alone...
I have thought of that, monsieur. I shall select two men to go with you. A genuine spy and a genuine deserter. You can see what happens to both of them.
You have two such men?
Naturally, monsieur. I have chosen the spy. A deserter can be picked up any place along the road.
The spy. Can you trust him?
With my life, monsieur. Nor will he be afraid of Jean Lefranc. This is one man of whom you need have no doubt.
Very well. I'll do it. When do we leave?
Tonight. 2 hours after midnight. You will find a carriage waiting outside this gate. Take it. The driver has his orders. Now, you had better sleep, monsieur. It may be long before you sleep again.
Eh? What? Who are you?
Monsieur, it is 2 o'clock. The carriage. She wait for you.
Oh. Yes, yes. Very well. Oh, here you are. You are waiting for me?
Oui, monsieur.
Are you alone? Is no one to go with us?
Don't know, monsieur.
Oh, that's strange. Well, let's go. Driver, weren't you supposed to stop somewhere and pick up another man?
I do not know, monsieur. I was told to pick up white man at governor's house, drive him 11 kilometers out on Wamente Road. That is all I know, monsieur.
Here is the place, monsieur.
There must be some mistake. It's black as pitch.
No mistake, monsieur. This is the place. Hey, men come. I go.
White man. I smell white man.
Are you the boys who are going to take me to Jean Lafranc's camp?
No.
I want to go to the Carcross camp. I am the voodoo inspector.
White man, we go Kakos camp. You come along with us.
We've been walking a long way. How far away from Lafranc's camp now?
Hush, white man. Save your breath for climbing. We go up into mountains.
Who goes there?
Voodoo inspector.
You gotta climb down, white man.
Great heavens. I can never climb that. Why, it's 30 feet of sheer stone cliff.
You will climb. I go first.
No, I can't do it.
Here, take my hand. I'll lift you.
A strong fellow.
Hey, look at that. Who's that big boy?
You are mad to risk this.
Quiet. Save your breath. We're almost there now.
Careful.
Now what, monsieur?
Just a moment. Careful.
Now what? Hey, we're on top. On top. You hear that, Professor? Voodoo drums. We're almost there. I'm sorry you recognize me. But well, now listen quickly. We may be separated.
First, tell me, why didn't you drive out with me?
I walk. It was better so.
Barefooted? Your feet must be torn to ribbons.
You forget, Pozzuoli. I am a Kakos.
Yes, but...
Never mind that now. Listen to me. Whatever happens, do not interfere. Do you understand?
But suppose Lafranc recognizes you, too.
He will recognize me. I know that.
But then...
Quiet! Someone is coming.
You! Voodoo inspector!
Yes.
Over there, deserters. You come with me.
Look, there's the altar, the flame. What a crowd. There must be hundreds.
My men, deserters, all of them. Bentley will pay for this.
But where is Lapron?
Wait. There.
Right through the flame. Clever devil, that.
Professor, how does he do that?
It's a theatrical trick. Illusion, they call it. I'd have to examine it more closely to discover how it works. By Jove. Lefranc wearing a red mask. It covers his whole head.
Yes, yes. No one has ever seen his face. Watch. Watch. There goes the first of our men. You see? At the altar. Lefranc picks his arm with a knife. Look. Now, he's sucking the blood. Now, I am next. Watch. See where they take me after.
No, Boisson. No, he will kill you. Come. Run for your life.
You are easily frightened, monsieur. No. I have waited many moons for this chance. See, he beckons me. Adieu. I go.
Where did they take my friend, the big giant black man who came with me?
Don't know, master. Don't know.
You old woman, where is the place they keep the new men?
You do not know, monsieur. The devil does very little for you.
Oh, hang the devil. Where is this man?
I see big man, monsieur, sitting in old chair. Papa Loire, he speak with him. The big man fights. His heart rages like great fire. He can do nothing. Nothing. He is like great drunk bear. Now, your big friend wears flowers on his head. They bloom like red roses.
Good heaven, Bordra. They've got him. Tell me, you old she-devil, where is he?
In one of the jaguars. Go, voodoo inspector. Put the ears back on his head.
Thank God, I found you. What have they done to you?
Medicine. Dog. I fight. Here. Bottle.
That's it. Scopatellini. That's how he got the truth out of those spies, poor devils. They never had a chance. The drug removes all inhibitions, makes them tell the truth. But now they must know who you are. You must get out of here.
No. You wait. He have his chance. My turn soon.
Oh, that's rifle fire.
The Morales. My Morales. Let me out! Let me out!
Oswald, that man behind you, he has a knife.
Papa Loire! At last! My two hands are on your neck, you dog! Capagna shot at the Zula Sumania, I can't.
Voisin, stop. Get up, man. He's dead.
Monsieur. They did good job, my Ruralis, eh?
Yes, very thorough. But how did your troops ever manage to find their way here?
It was Lobo.
Lobo?
Oui, monsieur, my dog. My faithful Lobo. I knew if I could once march into this Caco's camp barefooted, Lobo would follow me and lead my men to Jean Lefranc.
You still call him Jean Lefranc? Why? Didn't you know?
Know what, monsieur? That he was Papa Loire, and that I killed him with my bare hands.
Then you haven't looked under the devil's mask he wore?
Mask? Cabu? No, monsieur, no.
And yet, you almost guessed. They told me he had been an actor in France. I was sure of it later when I talked to Saint-Jean. Those last 6 hours of his smacked too strongly of scopolamine. Not a native drug, but a European one. A European doctor, a European actor, and a member of your own household.
Oui, monsieur. Jean Lefranc, Papa Loire, was Dr. Vaquier.
Well, Professor Poggioli, your Boisrand was quite a guy.
Yes, Aristide Boisrand was one of the greatest men I've ever known. For him to challenge the great voodoo took more than physical courage.
If you don't mind my saying so, I think that we should have had him here instead of you. Now, why did you say it was your most famous case?
I said it was the case that gave me my greatest reputation. You see, Mr. Wright, I'm not particularly interested in my reputation as a detective, but as a scientist.
Well, now, just how did this case in which you were, well, forgive me, outshone, how did it help you in your scientific pursuits?
Well, because of it, I am now known throughout the length and breadth of the Caribbean as a great papalois. I have access to rites and ceremonies denied to white men. Opportunities may open for me to study and investigate one of the most fascinating of all civilizations. You see, Mr. Wright, I'm not a great detective, but I am a darn good scientist.
You have been listening to Murder Clinic. WOR Mutual Series, which brings you each week one exciting case, one member of the select band of the world's great detectives. Tonight's detective was Professor Henry Poggioli, Ph.D. Professor Poggioli was played by Herbert Yost, and the part of Governor Boisrand by Juan Hernandez. Original music was composed by Ralph Barnhart and conducted by Bob Stanley. The tales on Murder Clinic are adapted by Lee Wright and John A. Bassett. Murder Clinic is produced under the direction of Robert Louis Cheon. Frank Knight speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. Thank you.